Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
We would like to acknowledge that this podcast maiden is being held on Aboriginal land, the land of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, and we would like to pay respect to their eldest past, present, and immersion, and their multiple birth parents with children with disabilities.
And this week's episode, we speak to the fabulous Honey, an older sister who has been inspired to be an advocate for young people with a disability. She, along with her husband and brother, have dedicated a life skills social centre to support, uplift and encourage young people with a disability to lead meaningful lives.
This podcast contains truth, laughter and the occasional F word, so it's not really suitable for children.
Sometimes you just have to get your shits out. Shit, 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 shit. That's right, this is a language warning. Oh, shit.
Hello, Kate.
Hello, Mandy. Let me tell you this. Melbourne is not only cold today, it's windy.
Oh, my
it's
word.
Icy.
Actually, I was talking to my mum yesterday and she said, we haven't had wind for days. It's been so still and grey. And then
listen,
the next
Margaret.
Minute, I know. She unleashed.
What's the, like, Inception did, or I don't know.
Yeah,
what's the,
I don't know. She made it. And my dog has been wild.
Oh, I know.
I'm sending all my love to all the teachers because kids go wild with the wind.
They do.
Yeah.
And it just, I don't know. Melbourne is windy.
Yeah, yeah.
But today it's that icy coming off the mountains wind.
Oh, cold.
Anyway, we're beautiful and warm here.
Yeah, we're toasty. You might hear me a bit wrinkly. I've also got the beautiful scarf that we were made. Yes.
She's
so
amazing.
To take a photo.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I'm excited about today's guest. We met on the sidelines of Special Olympics soccer.
Yep.
Would you like to say hello and introduce yourself?
Hello there, guys. Thank you for having me on. My name is Hanny.
Yes.
I met Mandy on the sidelines of the soccer pitch with the beautiful Molly.
Yes. I know. And you were you brought along the second girl to come to soccer.
I did. Yeah. So I met my little sister Fatima, which is so excited about seeing another girl on the pitch.
So how many girls are in the team?
Oh, there was just two. So Molly was the first and then there's all boys. And so then when Fatima came and she is a gun, let me tell you, it was so great.
And now still only two?
Yeah, yep, only two girls. Yeah.
Only two.
Yeah.
Well, pretty powerful girls, I'd say.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
So anyway, we got chatting and I was like, what a fabulous family you come from. You've got a business. So let's find out all about you. We'll start with our questions.
Yeah, so our three questions. The first one is, do you have a song or a band or music, like your favourite song that pumps you up in the good times or that you need to listen to when you're feeling a bit down?
Oh, yes. So when I'm feeling a bit on the low down, I listened to Clinton Kane. Sorry, no, that's Jury Happy Times, actually. Clinton Kane.
Yeah.
was my first wedding dance song.
Ah. I don't know.
I don't know it either. No.
It's a country song.
Ah. We love country.
I love country. Yes. And for downtimes, I love Mark Wills. Yeah. It's called Don't Laugh at Me.
Oh.
It's about inclusion.
Ah.
Yeah.
Might be a P anthem.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just about everyone goes through struggles in life. Everyone has, you know, some sort of disability or just goes through life and there's difficulties. So just remembering and being kind.
Yeah. Yeah.
Being kind.
Yeah.
I do listen to it with my little sister. So she loves that song. It's just really inspiring.
I thought maybe now you're saying that, we should bring like a little speaker to soccer, have some music going or something.
Oh my God, yes. And some coffee?
Yes,
oh,
we need coffee. It's freezing there.
There's no there. Coffee,
man. No.
Oh.
No. I know. Oh, anyway.
Wow. It's still great, though.
Yeah, you know those little, those really outdoorsy people, of which I'm not one, and they have the mobile, like, little coffee press thing.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You could do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tell us about, did you win any awards at school?
No, actually, I didn't.
Good, you're in very good company because we did not. We're awardless, Mandy and I.
But I did, you know, just my family. I think I'd get an award for my family for being overly kind.
Ah.
A bit inconvenient as well. They used to call me an ambulance growing up.
Explain that.
Of anything and everything, go help someone that probably didn't even need help.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Couldn't bear any suffering.
Yeah, it was,
they called you an ambulance.
Yeah, I hated it.
What a nickname.
Yeah, what a nickname.
Well, we'll touch on your family in a minute, but whereabouts do you fall in the – are you an older child?
I am, yes. I am the oldest girl.
Yeah, there you go.
That's why.
I hate to say it, but I feel like that's oldest
girl
territory.
We're both the oldest girls.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. The struggle is real.
The struggle is real. Yeah. And it doesn't end.
It doesn't end.
No.
But I love it. I love it.
Oh, okay, yeah, so too. the ambulance, and you would win a kindness award because you were the most sort of person, empathetic and looking to help people, which you still are, hey?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I just take on that motherly role.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's not warranted. I don't think a lot of people are like, you know, just give it a rest a little bit. But
it's
I'm working on it.
It's hard to change who we are.
That's right. But if it comes to the detriment of you.
Yes, which sometimes it does.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Whenever I see those people, you know, you have to put yourself first. I'm like, but I think some people's personalities, that doesn't work for. It's really hard.
It really is.
Anyway. Okay. Our final question. Why are you a P or part of the P community?
Oh, I love this question. Hopefully I don't get a little bit emotional, but I'm in the P tribe because of my beautiful, not so little sister. Her name is Fatima.
Yep.
Fatima has Down syndrome.
Yeah.
So working with just being a sister of Fatima and as well as working with families that have kids with disabilities for I think now about over 10 years.
Yes.
Yes, just giving parents some relief, working with kids. I do have a background in education. In disability, so I'm not working in my field. I'm not working in school. I do have a centre that I do run with children with special needs. Shall I say young people with disabilities?
Yeah.
Oh, we want to hear all about it.
All right.
Can you tell us a little bit about, since you were older, can you remember when Fatima was born?
I do.
So how old were you?
I must have been about 14.
Right, yeah, you can remember.
I'd say about 14. Mum got the news that Fatima had Down syndrome, and initially they suggested that she would be more disabled than what we see today.
Right.
And they gave her the option of
termination. Yep.
And because Mum had so many children, I think for her it was a no-brainer.
Yeah.
Yep.
She's a woman of faith, so she said, you know, God blessed me with this many children. One that has a disability is not going to really affect her, and she's got all of us helping her out as well. So
yes.
So glad that she's stuck with it.
Yeah. which it's an easy sentence to say, and but actually when you do have, you know, my twins were my fourth and fifth and I was offered a termination for them, and people told me I was selfish. Like, you are selfish for doing this. You're selfish for putting this on your family, and, you know, so which obviously I don't agree with at all. But absolutely. I think when you're the woman and it's your body, you do go through all these, like, am I doing this for me? Is this, you know, about the child? And, yeah, it's a tricky thing, and there's medical pressure.
Absolutely, absolutely. Mm. And this is the unknown factor as well. You don't know what you're getting yourself into. My mom comes from an African background, so for us, you know, obviously learning English was already – difficult enough, so having to learn about a whole disability, what that comes with, was also a bit of a challenge as well.
Of course, it's very much privilege, you know, to understand the country that you're living in and all of the medical system and the schooling, and, you know, we just take it for granted because we were born here, so we don't get it at all.
All right, tell us how many siblings you have.
Okay, so I've got 9 siblings.
Sorry,
8 including myself, 9.
Yes.
So Fatima falls second youngest.
Right. So there was a lot of you to help with her.
There's a lot of us, absolutely.
And did you like helping?
Helping Fatima?
All babies. Like, were you, because I know some people, I have 5 children, which people think is too many, but that's not their business. but, you know, I had... All of them were so different, like the 3 older ones were so different, but she was only 4 at the time, my third child was so into helping with the babies and burping them and, you know, like, so were you that sort of a
absolutely.
Kid? Yep.
I always say I feel like I'm a mum before even becoming a mum.
Yep. Mm, yep.
Yes, it was a lot of diaper changing, a lot of hospital visits, a lot of babysitting while mum went to take Fatima to the hospital or just – a lot of caring, and we're all very much nurturing. We're all looking out for each other, and that has got so much people to lean on. If I'm overwhelmed or if I'm feeling like I need a bit of downtime, there's always somebody else to.
Yes,
you know, anything. It's awesome.
I think people, when they think of big families, and my experience is only 5, but they just automatically see the negatives. But I think, like, when everyone's in the room and it's a religious celebration or someone's birthday, or I don't know, for some reason you're all home at once, the feeling in the house is so amazing and fun and great, and you can't really describe what that's like.
Absolutely not. You're so right. I can totally relate to that.
Yeah.
Good times all around.
Yeah.
But there is obviously some challenges as well.
Of course.
Yeah.
Which is all families and all parenting.
When she was little, was she in hospital? Was she sick? Was she a well baby? What was that like?
Yeah, so she was a sick baby. First of all, she was born in the ambulance, actually.
Oh, wow.
In front of La Trobe University, surprisingly.
Wow. So, that's a stressful birth.
Yeah, I know. But mum, she's had so many kids, so she was like, oh, it's fine. It's fine. And they're like, uh-uh, she's coming.
Wow, what a woman.
Yeah. But she was born with a hole in her heart as well.
Right.
She spent quite a lot of time at the hospital just recovering through surgeries. Yeah. I don't think we've seen her. We've seen her in and out of hospital, but she was there for about a good 6 months.
Wow, yeah.
In
the nursery, yeah.
Nursery, yeah.
Wow. And your mum, I mean, that's when it's tricky, when you've got a baby in hospital and you've got other children. Doesn't matter if you've got 1 other child or 5 other kids, or that's a really tricky time. Your mum must have been, that would be stressful for her.
Yeah. No, it definitely was. Yeah. It definitely was. But we've got a community of people, cousins, aunties, uncles. Yeah. So everyone's just great support system.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And what about when she went to school? Did she go to mainstream school or a special school? Or?
No. Fatima has gone to special schools. Yes. She went to 2.
Yep.
First one wasn't the greatest. I think we just wanted to find a right fit for her.
Yes.
And eventually we did, which honestly, I probably transformed her life. It's finding the right fit, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yep. Finding the right fit. So she found a school that she was comfortable in. She made beautiful friends that she's friends with till this day. And we just try to keep those connections going.
Yeah.
And do you think that was sort of a pull to you to enter into education after you finished school?
Absolutely. I think even before that, I just loved Fatima a lot. And for me, it was just, I wanted to take on that role where I wanted to make her life the best.
Yes.
But that doesn't make sense.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. So I just wanted to, I knew I wanted to be a teacher. And after I finished my degree, I still felt like Fatima wasn't going to get the best. How do I put this? I don't even know where to start.
You want what's best for her. Yeah.
I do. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And she, after finishing school, she did go on to doing life skill programs and things like that. But I just, we all felt like it wasn't the right fit.
Yeah.
And the things that she was learning wasn't of interest to her. So I just thought, you know what? Don't worry about what I wanted to do. What can I do to actually support this girl and
wow.
the life that she deserves, as well as many other children that are probably in the same situation?
Yeah,
yes. So the happened? Idea of your business came alive. Tell us about that.
It came alive. I've done support work for a very long time, and I just didn't like the idea of supervision. I felt like it was very much supervising as opposed to actually teaching and just mentoring and things like that. So I wanted to take on that leadership role. And working with families, I've noticed that the kids need to be out there. They need to make friends. It's fun and good where you're just looking after them and supporting them, walking around shopping centres and things like that. But I didn't really think I was giving them enough.
Yes, yep. Interesting.
The idea to come about just to teach them life skills, give them a centre where they feel like it's theirs. You know, it feels like home. It's comfortable, educational. They can make friends and just.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So how? Tell me, first of all, what's the name of this business?
It's called Holistic Quality Support.
Holistic Quality Support. Now, yeah. I have dreams of doing things, but how did you actually do it? Like, where did you get the money from? Where did you, all of it? How did you one day open a door of a building and start a business?
So I stepped out of support work completely. That I'm not working in people's homes anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually going to make a difference. So before I jumped into the deep end, I started off small with my husband, which I'm honestly so thankful for, because having someone that understands what I'm so passionate about is so crucial to me. So it was very strategic in terms of who I was going to pick to be a life partner, someone that keeps them my sister.
True.
Yeah. Well, they've got to love your sibling too.
100%.
It's actually the biggest decision
it
you
is,
make.
It is a really big decision.
It is. So he's a carpenter by trade.
Love those people. They
can do things.
Yes, my dad is a carpenter. Yes, yes.
He's exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's he decided to stop working as well and focus on what we're doing.
Wow.
We started off small, just in a home. So we rented a place and, like, put in all these resources, gaming and just anything and everything that would be of interest to a young person with a disability. And then, we saw that was, you know, doing really well, to a point where we thought maybe this space wasn't going to cater to everyone's needs.
Wow.
And just surprisingly, and I think after all the praise that I've made, a great opportunity came my way. I had a phone call randomly from a organization called the Lucas Foundation. And they're a disability charity.
Right.
So they've just initially started. They've just started, actually. And they've made a centre. They've created a centre. They didn't know who they were going to put into that.
Wow.
Yeah, and they saw what we were doing on advertising and things like that, and they called me up and said, hey, do you want to use space?
Far out.
Wow.
So now we're here. Everything is basically being donated.
Wow.
That is amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just been incredible. I guess it was meant to be because I was not expecting it.
Anymore. No, of course.
To them, honestly, it's been
so amazing when things line up.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow.
So yeah. Is it primarily for people that are out of school, so young adults?
So we're working with young adults from the ages 8
right.
to 25.
Okay,
eight
right. Yep.
Yeah, at different times. So we've got after school hours and uh-huh. those are specifically catered to the younger people. And then we've got just day programs from like 9 a.m. till 3 p.m. for adults.
Yeah. And is it based in Melbourne's East?
Yes, it's in Ferntree Gully.
Ah, where we had our pea lunch.
We did have our pea
lunch. Yeah, we had a lunch last year at the Ferntree Gully Hotel.
Yep.
Yeah, we know it. I lived in Ferntree Gully till I was 11. I lived in Ferntree Gully till I was 11. So
beautiful the mountains.
I know. It's the backdrop of my life.
It is beautiful.
Love it.
Yeah, yeah.
Love it.
So, okay, you got the building and then obviously was Fatima your first customer?
Yes. Fatima is literally my handbag at this point.
Yeah. And how did you choose what you were going to do in the day program? How do you choose all that? Because stuff's changing all the time.
I know. For me, I've already had like a few clients. I don't like to call them participants.
It's all NDIS speak, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My team. So yeah. A good team going on already from the facility that we had actually it was in Templestowe. So they've come along and all of them, they all have things that they're interested in.
Yeah.
So we've got, you know, boys with ADD, ASD, got girls with Down syndrome, got different disabilities going there. So, and each of them have different things that they're into. What we've tried to do is we've tried to cater to all their needs. So, when you walk in, you'll see different, just things representing each person. So, for instance, since my husband is a carpenter, good at building, a few of the boys are doing carpentry, so they're making, they're making tables, making coffee tables and things like that. So it's just also teaching them transferable skills.
Yes.
So we've got woodwork, we've got artistic stuff, we've got gaming.
Oh, that would
lots
be
of gaming.
Huge. Yeah, huge.
Yeah, just everything and anything you'll find here.
So, you know, when we hear about day programs, you think, okay, because, I mean, I'm looking into them for Molly as such. Okay, it's sort of, is it a one-size-fits-all thing? Mm. But what you're saying is
that it 40 years old?
Yeah.
Has it been updated in all that time?
Yeah, but for you, this is fresh. This is new.
Mm.
So it you is. Can make it whatever you want.
Absolutely, absolutely. We're always adding new things. We've just put in a basketball court.
Cool.
So we've got racket sports. We've got all the recreational things going on. We've got creative. So it's just at this point just adding on things. But the base and the foundation's preset already. And whatever it is that someone's interested in. For instance, Fatima has told me now she wants to work.
Yeah. Right.
So Fatima's not really into writing and reading and things like that. So we've tried to focus on what she's actually good at.
Yeah. Terrific.
As you know, Mandy, she's done a lot of sports. She's really good at sports.
You've never seen footwork apart from the Matildas.
Really?
She is incredible.
She really is. She really is. So we just thought, you know what, let's just focus on that area.
Yeah.
And hopefully she can get a job in that. So she's recently got a position to do training with other kids with special needs.
Excellent.
She's pretty much a little coach.
Perfect.
Awesome.
Yeah. And at the centre, she wants to have her own little business. So
yes.
My husband as well as the other boys have built her a little coffee stand where she can make coffees and things like that in the morning for parents that are dropping off their children.
Perfect. Perfect.
This sounds
perfect.
This is the beauty of
$3.50.
Beautiful family. So can anyone turn up for coffee there?
It's
like we can send people your way.
Yeah, $3.50. You'll have a queue at the door.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's just the point is to just get her to feel that she too can work.
Yes.
Whatever anyone else is doing, obviously with a bit of support.
Yeah, it's the rest of the world that needs to catch up.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I was recently looking at a place for Molly to attend next year, and I said, and I was looking at their programs and I was thinking, I think you're already a couple of years behind. No offense.
Yeah.
But I said, so have you ever thought about doing a podcast?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, yeah, we probably should. And I was like, yeah, you should.
Yeah.
You know, like, right. So, but then as an organization, when you hear someone come in like that, you think, shut up, smarty pants, I don't have the money for that. Or we've just, you know, we've just got that sorted.
And takes us so long to implement something.
Yeah, so then you're throwing something new at us, you know, that sort of stuff. But I suppose as a parent, I'm looking towards places that I feel like are continually, you know, trying to be modern.
Yeah.
Yeah, which I think it sounds like you are. Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's good.
Yeah. And so most of your people are NDIS participants or people on your team?
Yes.
Yep.
They all are NDIS participants.
Is it the SLES funding, the School Leavers Employment Services funding, or is it different?
It's just the NDIS funding.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And also I forgot to mention that support workers from other providers are welcome to use the space as well.
Ah.
So it's not just us giving support. It's also just a space where people can also bring their team, participants, and utilise whatever's happening here.
Oh, that sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
So how many people do you have that use your facilities?
I'd say about 15.
Right.
About 15. Young, so that you've got 8-year-olds, 10-year-olds, and then we've got more of the adults as well.
How do you cater for the 8 and 10-year-olds after school? What are the things they like to do?
Lots of drawing, lots of dancing.
Oh, yeah, dancing.
Yes.
we just do some games, play a lot of ball sports, so just silent ball and just calming activities.
I think sometimes accessing after school care so when hard. Your children are in specialist schools is non-existent.
It is non-existent. Yeah.
So that's a huge part that I think could be really helpful. How do the children get to you?
So we do provide transportation as well, depending on
location. Awesome.
We're working on getting some buses. So we get them picked up from their houses, but that's just in the works. But for now, if you're in the local area, then we are picking up and dropping off.
So if you've got kids at Eastern Ranges or you've got kids at Vermont South Special School, there's all those special schools around that area.
There'll be some kids in mainstream.
In mainstream,
After school stuff is the hardest thing.
It's so difficult.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, bring them down. We'd love to have them.
Fantastic, hey?
This is amazing. I just love the fact that people can have something happen in their life. It can change the whole trajectory of their life, and that changes hundreds of other people's lives. Like, you just can't discredit how amazing what you are doing is.
And siblings are the greatest.
Siblings are the greatest.
Absolutely. Siblings are the greatest. And shout out to my siblings as well, because this honestly wouldn't have happened without them either. You know, Saturday nights, I get them all together. We're all scrubbing walls.
Oh, yes, family.
Family. And, you know, they all understand disability. We've grown up with it.
Yes.
Everyone's just taking initiative.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we all want to see people winning. We want to see families finding relief and just having a place to come, you know, to belong, especially after school. There's really not much for them.
No.
And a lot of them do it, you know, like it's a bit sad, to be honest, because Fatima was saying when she was finishing school, what am I going to do after I finish school?
Yes.
Am I going to university? You know, am I going to work and things like that? And that to me was like, it was just heart shattering as well, because I kind of knew there really wasn't much. I just didn't know what was out there for her.
Yes.
So, you know, hopefully I can be that change and step up and represent families and represent and advocate for young people as well.
Well, you are.
Yeah, you definitely are. Incredible.
Kicking butt more than most of us, hey?
Yeah.
Thank you. You guys do an amazing job, honestly, being a voice for the people.
Yeah, well, we just stumbled into it. And then we knew that people had needed support. We knew that.
Yeah.
But we didn't know to this extent. Yeah. But also we love the most is championing P families.
Yeah.
You know? Absolutely. So we really want people to know about your work and shout it out
and
tell about your family.
Like, my daughter is a pediatric occupational therapist, and she came over for dinner last night and she was talking to the boys and she said to them, she was joking, but she was like, I would have been school captain if you guys weren't born, which is not true. She was just having a go at them. But then she looked at them and she said, my entire life is different because of you and I love my job.
Oh.
And so, yeah, I'm like, oh, you know, trying not to cry at the table. But I think we don't give that enough.
No.
Of, you know, because life is tricky sometimes.
Yeah.
All families are tricky.
Yeah.
And I think as, well, I know as a quite emotional mum, I can go on a, I've failed or I'm not good at this or my family's not. But then you hear those stories, you're like, no, we're amazing.
Yes.
Completely amazing.
Mm.
I mean, there's no manual. There's no one-size-fits-all approach.
No.
Just learning and adapting as we go.
Yeah,
but
true.
Mandy, I was just listening to you and Kate this morning, and then Fatima's in the car, and I said, hey, that's Molly's mum. And she's like, no way.
I've got a little portable recorder. I might come and bring it to the soccer pitch one day.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, she's good. She wasn't there last week, and Molly said, great, I'm the only girl. Because she knows she's better than her.
We're at a wedding. Dancing away.
Oh, no, how gorgeous. Tell us how you felt like finding Special Olympics, because you didn't really know much about it and you just turned up. What have you thought so far? Because it's good to hear from new people. Yeah.
Absolutely amazing. For us, I reached out to Special Olympics. I didn't really know what I was getting myself into.
Yeah.
Or I just wanted to find a spot, a place where she was like, you know, she loves soccer.
Yes.
Initially, we just said, let's just go trial out different clubs and let's see what fits. And as soon as she got there, and I think Molly was the just put that over the edge. She just loved it. I'm not going. There's a girl here.
Yeah, there was other. There's other people with Down syndrome as well.
Oh, my God. And how beautiful are they?
Oh, they are the greatest.
Oh. So entertaining, honestly.
So entertaining.
So entertaining.
Yes, that's why I think, oh, maybe Molly should go by herself now. She's 18, but I'm like, no, I like going.
Yeah, I know.
You got to go to the local football grounds and see the dads there still looking at their 30-year-old sons.
True, so true. You do so not I'm okay, have to stop I'm 18. Going. Okay, no. Great. She's 18. Good, I can keep going. I think there's some camaraderie on the sidelines for the family members, isn't there?
Absolutely. No, we love it. It feels like a family.
Yeah.
So lucky we found them. Honestly.
Yeah.
And just seeing what other sports everyone's joining in as well, which I had no idea about. So that's something that Fatima's going to be looking into very shortly as well. So absolutely amazing.
Great, oh, great.
So good.
Come and join athletics.
Absolutely. For sure.
Oh, gorgeous. Can you tell us a little bit about what were times, you know, being a sibling, what were the hardest times? Was it when she was in hospital or if she was in pain recovering from surgery or seeing her, you know, not coping at school or?
For me personally, I think it was after she finished school.
Yeah.
Mm. I think I've already touched base on that. But apart from that, I'd say it was because we're so many kids in the family, like we've got so many siblings, everyone has a way of trying to support Fatima.
Yes.
So mine will probably clash with my sister's because I'm very much more nurturing and just let things go and just pretty much sugarcoat things, whereas they sometimes a bit of tough love.
Yes.
It was investigating what works.
Yes.
Sometimes I'd get very upset with them, you know, don't treat her like that, don't do this, don't do
that. Yes.
It's all out of love.
Yes.
And, you know, because Fatima has Down syndrome, she can be, well, growing up, she was very much, she still is very loving, but sometimes she would, you know, hug on and just probably kiss people that she didn't know.
Yes.
Those are things that we wanted to kind of shift into a, you know, just more trusting relationship.
Or we have to teach her.
The right way. So
yeah, well, that's scary.
A lot of learning.
Yeah. A lot of learning for everyone.
Yeah.
Mm.
So what is, like, if you had a dream going forward, what would it be?
A dream going forward. Ooh.
For
Fatima or for your business?
Yeah, either.
For my business, I'd say seeing young people striving.
Yeah.
Getting opportunities, you know, giving them jobs. So I think one big thing for me is with this company is to, for the young people that do come, And once they get to a certain age, or once they learn a certain skill, for them to teach the younger, the next people, next load of children that are coming in.
Yeah.
Yes.
Also be work for them as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mentoring themselves. So just teaching them leadership skills during, and then later on transferring those skills onto younger kids that come and join us. So just giving opportunities. We don't see that these days, and I just want to bridge that gap.
Yeah, and be having the people with the disabilities in leadership.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, amazing. Oh, we could talk to you for so long, so much to hear about. Is there anything we've missed that you want the world to know?
Not really. I guess just, you know, do reach out. If, you know, you and your loved one need some support, just a place to call home. Anything like that, just reach out to us and we're here for you
and
guys.
And if people have questions about their NDIS and how that works, you guys can help them?
Absolutely. We've got support coordinators on board as well.
So awesome.
Anything that you need, we're here to help.
And terrific. If you've got a website, or like, how do people find you?
Yes, www.holisticqualitysupport.com.au.
Cool.
Or you can Instagram us, DM us at Holistic Quality Support.
We'll tag you.
Terrific, we will.
And we'll put
And
in
I
show
think
notes.
People need to go and have some coffee and take some photos in the
too.
Morning.
Yeah.
A little coffee stand.
Yeah. We'll pop in one day.
Yes.
And have a coffee.
Oh, awesome. Thank you so much for giving your time with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
I'll see you on Saturday.
See you on Saturday.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.